When the Feeling Decides, written by Jens Falke, narrated by Trevor Muzzy, presented by Vibri Audiobooks. Preface to the English edition. The book entitled J.O. Waldner, When the Feeling Decides, was originally published in the fall of 1997. Several editions were subsequently made available in Swedish, German, and Chinese. Since 1997, the Evergreen, as the Chinese prefer calling Waldner, has continued his run for medals. Silver medal in the 2000 Olympic Games and team gold medals in the World and European Championships. When Jan Ove Waldner slipped and broke his ankle on a restaurant floor in Stockholm in late 2002, he was ranked number 7 in the world. More than 2 decades had then passed since his debut among the world's elite table tennis players at the European Championships in Budapest in 1982. Now, 37 years young, he's gearing up for the next Olympic Games and World Championships. Consequently, it's a distinct pleasure to present an updated version of Jan Ove Waldner, When the Feeling Decides, in the English language. It goes without saying that the Waldner biography is thereby within reach of a much larger population layer interested in sports in general and in table tennis in particular. A new chapter in the English edition, After Manchester, deals with Jan Ove's continued successful career after the remarkable 1997 World Championship singles victory in Manchester, where he did not lose a single game on his way to his second World Championships title. In comparison with the original edition, the chapter, Waldner as a Brand Name, has been somewhat reworked. In closing, I would like to extend my sincere and grateful thanks to Ralph G. Lindstrom, a true table tennis fan, who diligently and patiently provided translation from English into Swedish. In closing, I'd like to extend my sincere and grateful thanks to Ralph G. Lindstrom, a true table tennis fan, who diligently and patiently provided translation from Swedish into English. Without his enthusiasm, the English edition would never have been published. Preface. I had been thinking about writing a book about Jan Ove Waldner for a long time. When he defeated Vladimir Samsonov of Belarus in the World Championships singles final in 1997, thus becoming singles world champion for a second time, there was no turning back. 4 months later, after much hustling, the manuscript of the first edition was ready. At the time, when J.O. started to participate in table tennis tournaments in the greater Stockholm area in the early 1970s, I was competing myself. However, I'm a few years older than him and represented the rival club Engby while Jan Ove played for Sporvagen. When we bumped into each other each second weekend or so, the exchange was therefore usually limited to a simple hello. Already as a young kid, J.O. was a great player. I enjoyed very much to watch his playful, caressing way of handling the table tennis ball. Although we competed for different clubs, I followed with interest his progress in larger tournaments. When he lost the 1978 Swedish Youth Championships final for 13-year-olds to Jörgen Persson, I stepped up to a very disappointed J.O., saying, "It doesn't matter, Janne, you're the best anyway." He looked at me. He looked at me without answering. Perhaps he was totally focused on trying to understand what had happened in the match. Perhaps he had started to develop a mask of indifference, an attitude signaling that defeat was for him an exception. Later on, that same attitude often made it difficult for outsiders to get close to him. This book has given me many opportunities to get close to Jan Ove Waldner, directly through interviews with J.O. himself, and indirectly through interviews with his family and other players, trainers, and coaches with whom J.O. has interacted during his career. I furthermore studied old newspaper clips, looked at videotapes, and relied upon numerous personal observations and impressions from a large number of major and minor table tennis tournaments that I have attended. It has been both exciting and instructive in various ways to produce this book. I sincerely hope that my enthusiasm will be apparent to you, the reader. I'd like to thank Jan Ove Waldner for his support for this project and for making himself available for a number of extended interviews. I'm grateful to the many people, about 50, around J.O. who contributed to this book by participating in interviews.